Hello and welcome. You are tuned in to the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Mr. Gaurav Chatur, Managing Director APAC at Catamon. Now, amidst the coronavirus outbreak, there was a hiring freeze that was reported across sectors. There were job cuts, and there were also some pay losses that was reported. But now that the second wave is waning and vaccination is picking up pace, we are hearing that the hiring numbers are back to pre-COVID levels. Gaurav, hi and welcome to the show.
Hi, Saraswati. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, with this whole vaccination picking up pace, companies seem to be getting back or the hiring at the same pace for C-suite. So is this true across sectors or are we seeing only a very selective hiring that is taking place?
You're absolutely correct. It's a very selective hiring that's taking place. When I say that, I mean, if one takes a cross-industry view, hiring for certain sectors like technology industry and digital businesses is roaring. And these organizations are also looking for C-level talent, especially the chief technology officer, but also the CMO and CBO are quite sought after. But the other industries are still warming up after the COVID, the second wave shock. For them to, hire in general and not just C-suite, it'll take a couple of months. And once vaccination has reached some sort of considerable percentage of the population, I think there'll be enough faith for these companies to believe that some sort of normalcy will be there. Once these industries start hiring for C-suite, I think there is going to be an absolute glut of demand because there has been such a suppressed need for over 6 to 7 quarters, which would have gone unfulfilled so long. So once it starts, I think there will be an absolute thunderstorm for C-suite. But right now, it's the tech businesses which are ruling the roost.
But when it comes to hiring, wouldn't it be a bit of a challenge, especially for companies on the executive search bit? Of course, we can't even have any face-to-face interactions right now. And on the C-suite, I believe companies are very particular about having, physical interviews and all that.
Absolutely. So, barring a few companies, most companies want to meet candidates face-to-face at the C-suite. Because they want to be 100% sure that the person is a good fit in terms of not just the acumen, but also the personality and the chemistry, right? However, having said that, the face-to-face meeting is restricted to the final 2-3 candidates who have passed all the filters and have reached that level. So if you consider it as a, in terms of the whole quantum of effort that goes into a C-suite hire, it is a very small fraction of effort that really requires a face-to-face engagement. Extremely critical though. So for example, a lot of things can be done virtually. And Catnon, our company, provides its client a fully analyzed candidate profile virtually, right? Which is delivered via a client web area. And where you have everything including competency analysis, functional and project expertise, high potential evaluations, personality assessments, and even a pre-recorded video interview. So what this does is it ensures that the client has a lot of information beforehand to utilize the virtual or the face-to-face interaction, whichever, more efficiently and purposefully to arrive at an informed hiring, outcome. Most companies, however, do prefer that the final, they sign the dotted line, they meet the final candidate face-to-face.
Okay. Now coming to the sectoral level hiring, right now, as you mentioned earlier, IT and tech takes the lead, right, when it comes to executive search.
Right.
But are, allied sectors like startups and other companies in banking and fintech also picking up?
Oh, absolutely. So when I say tech, I actually cut across all industries, tech in all industries.
Okay.
Right. And for example, banks have realized that they have no other choice but to digitally transform the way they deliver their services. It's almost unheard of in today's scenario that a person goes regularly to a bank to do transactions. Most transactions are digital. We are talking about neo-banking right now. And let's face it, whether it be a bank or an insurance company or even to a large extent consumer goods companies, they have not geared up as much as some of the other industries in delivering their goods and services virtually. So, all of these industries are seeing a big uptick in tech hiring.
Okay. Also, are we seeing when it comes to, last year, of course, the there was a lot of restricted hiring and cautious optimism that we were seeing. But right now is, you know, with the hiring market also opening up, are we seeing more Indians also being, you know, preferred for Southeast Asia roles?
I wouldn't say that the proportion of Indians for Southeast Asia roles has changed much. Now, this is not to say that Indians are not preferred. Let's also, you know, examine what has happened with the borders and the visa regulations. Most economies, including those in Southeast Asia, have sort of been very careful with opening up the borders and also issuing work visas. This is for talent in general. Of course, for C-suite, you know, there are exceptions that are being made every now and then. But considering that the businesses are themselves struggling in Southeast Asia in general, barring tech again, most people are wary of switching jobs in the middle of the storm. And most organizations are also, you know, staying put in terms of their latent requirements. So not too much hiring is happening on one side, and not too many work visas and opportunities are opening up in terms of border regulations getting down. So all in all, you know, the Southeast Asia region remains where it was in terms of the percentage of opportunities for Indians. However, what is very interesting that is emerging is a lot of companies from Southeast Asia, particularly in tech, are looking to hire from India. And when I say from India, I meant in India, because with the same reasons that prevail everywhere in the world in terms of digitalization and border restrictions, India has emerged as a place where you could hire and work from anywhere has really made talent borderless. So why not, you know, dive into the rich pool available in this country?
Just one last question from my side. Probably, you know, I wouldn't know how much it matters at the C-suite level, but is remote working and, say, you know, flexible working and permanent work from home also being offered at a perk in these levels?
Oh, actually, this is something that other employees in the company may find very surprising, and they may feel they are privileged. But most people, and barring a few exceptions, are at C level are expected to be where the action is, which means they have to be at the office, unless of course the company is gone fully, you know, remote. But I don't see any flexibility being offered by most companies in terms of, you know, the C-suite being able to work remote. Absolutely not, in fact. So that layer has had it hard in this deal.
But overall, then, still, you know, green shoots definitely being seen, right?
Absolutely. I think coming back to the point of the vaccinations, it's really a good reason to believe the demand for everything in the economy will shoot up. And in fact, not just shoot up, it will spike because of the same reason that it had gone down. A lot of demand remained unfulfilled. It will now suddenly burst, so which will ensure that all other industries will have to follow suit.
Thank you, Gaurav. Thank you so much for your insight.
Thanks, Saraswati.
With that, it's a wrap on today's episode of Future Wise. I'm sure you listeners would have gained a lot of valuable insights from this conversation. If you want us to cover any topics or have any comments to offer, please write to us on ncpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.